So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, fans noticed Tammy Hembrow and Matt Sikowski's sus social media activity amid cheating allegations. Married at First Sight's Ellie's best friend says that she's traumatized amid backlash and reveals the truth about her romance with Jonathan, and the serious reason why Tori and Jack weren't featured during the Married at First Sight reunion. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Influencer Tammy Hembrow and her Love Island star fiancé, Matt Sikowski, have unfollowed each other on social media amid cheating allegations. Since their speedy engagement in December, the couple have found themselves at the centre of controversy after Matt was exposed for sending flirty messages to another woman at 3 a.m. After these suggestive texts surfaced, Tammy was spotted without her engagement ring, causing fans to speculate that the pair had parted ways. However, things got even more sus when the Influencer Updates AU Instagram page shared that the pair had now unfollowed each other on Instagram. However, it seems like the couple want to put a halt to the speculation because they've now refollowed each other. And haven't they heard of a digital footprint? We're all watching. Married at First Sight's Ellie Dix is reportedly traumatized amid backlash for her cheating scandal with Jonathan McCullough. Fans were quick to criticise Ellie and Jonathan for debuting their relationship at the MAFS reunion after Jono alleged there was nothing romantic going on between them after he was exposed for texting Ellie behind Lauren Dunn's back. Viewers then called the new couple out for appearing smug at the reunion and seemingly rubbing their romance in their TV exes' faces. Now Ellie's best friend, Tali Passeri, has spoken out about how her pal and new boyfriend are being portrayed. She told Yahoo Lifestyle, "It's extraordinarily concerning. The differences between what actually occurred during filming to what managed to reach screens and what viewers saw. This week's episode portrayed both Ellie and Jono in an extremely poor form. Yes, certain things were said and they did look very happy. However, producers appear to have used certain scenes and moments to depict them being quite arrogant and inconsiderate. This is a far cry from how they both have been aired to date, which surely would make any viewer with half a brain question why this is the case." Tali also backed up Jonathan's claims that producers asked the pair to keep their reveal on the down low and claimed that the episode was chopped and changed for dramatic effect. She dished, "Production didn't show Ben Walters greeting Ellie, along with a multitude of other events. The entire episode seems to be glazed over, chopped and changed to suit this dramatic cheating narrative that the producers were actually going for." She then alleged that Ellie's "fucking bitch" comment was directed at Sarah Meza rather than Lauren, which Ellie has also claimed since the saga aired. However, another participant told So Dramatic that this isn't true, and the slur was aimed at Lauren. Tali then called out the disturbing and revolting hate Ellie has received since the reunion episodes aired. She concluded her statement by saying, "She is extraordinarily traumatized, and as someone who has known her for 18 years, I have never seen her so upset. She is one of the kindest, most genuine, loyal, compassionate, and loving people I know. To see her receive so much hate and derogatory comments based on a substantially edited television show is saddening and troubling for people in today's society." It turns out that there is a very good reason why Tori Adams and Jack Dunkley weren't featured at the Married at First Sight reunion. During the two-night reunion special, fans were quick to point out online that the controversial pair were virtually MIA with very little screen time, which is very unusual for those two. Now, this is a pretty big deal considering that every other couple gathering at the reunion were involved in picking apart Jack's behaviour. However, this isn't to say that major drama surrounding Tori and Jack didn't unfold on the night. As previously reported by So Dramatic, a number of the MAFS cast attempted to contact Jack's ex, Courtney, to invite her to the reunion after he talked mad shit about her during the experiment. While she didn't respond to anyone at the time, she allegedly gave Jack the heads up that Timothy Smith was one of them. According to one participant, Jack brought this up at the reunion dinner party, telling Timothy he had a bone to pick. The pair reportedly lost it at each other, with Lauren, Sarah, and Timothy annihilating Jack as usual. According to our insider, Tori and Jack eventually stormed out of the dinner party and left. And what I would have given to see that happen on screen. So why didn't we? Well, the Scrubs storyline all comes down to Jack's ex, Courtney, pursuing legal action against both the TV groom and Channel 9. As previously reported by So Dramatic, the 11th season of The Marriage Experiment was supposed to feature a huge scandal in which Jack was exposed for allegedly showing several grooms intimate nude images of his ex. However, this was removed due to Courtney threatening the network with legal action should it air the scandal. This also applied to any further mention of Courtney throughout the season. As such, Nine had no choice but to remove Tori and Jack's dinner party walkout and the conversation about Courtney that led to their exit. So Dramatic also understands that Courtney is also exploring a legal case against Jack for defaming her on national TV and pursuing criminal charges in relation to him sharing nude images of her with others without her consent. Meanwhile, Jack has been granted a temporary protection order against Courtney. This prohibits her from contacting Jack or making any adverse comments online. She also cannot be within 100 metres of him unless appearing in court. The matter is adjourned until April 18. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.